This is The Week in Addiction Medicine, a podcast resource of timely news and top stories brought to you by the American Society of Addiction Medicine, ASAM.
Today is Tuesday, April 23rd, and I'm Claire Rasmussen. Our lead story this week, Preventing Deaths After Prison Release, is in The Lancet. This editorial discusses a study that uses administrative data from the Multinational Mortality After Release from Incarceration Consortium study to examine mortality outcomes for over 1 million people released from incarceration in 8 countries. The authors found a markedly elevated rate of death in the first week post-release, underscoring an urgent need for investment in evidence-based coordinated transitional healthcare, including treatment for mental illness and substance use disorders. Next, we have a study in eBiomedicine titled A Phenome-Wide Association and Mendelian Randomization Study of Alcohol Use Variants in a Diverse Cohort Comprising Over 3 Million Individuals. This study performed exploratory phenome-wide association studies of 3 of the best-studied protective single nucleotide polymorphisms that have been consistently implicated by both candidate gene studies and genome-wide association studies of alcohol-related behaviors, but have not been investigated in detail for other relevant phenotypes and a hypothesis-free approach in such a large cohort. Results demonstrate that polymorphisms in the genes that encode alcohol metabolizing enzymes affect multiple domains of health beyond alcohol-related behaviors. Understanding the underlying mechanisms of these effects may have useful implications for treatment and preventative medicine. Next is a study in the Journal of Addiction Medicine, titled Higher First 30-Day Dose of Buprenorphine for Opioid Use Disorder Treatment is Associated with Decreased Mortality. This study compared the average daily dose of buprenorphine during the first 30 days after initiation with mortality rates over the subsequent year. The average daily dose was less than 8 milligrams for 21% of patients, 8 through 16 milligrams for 49%, and over 16 milligrams for 30%. During the following year, 686 patients of the original 47,857 died, 33% from opioid-involved overdoses. Compared to the group receiving less than 8 milligrams of buprenorphine, opioid overdoses were reduced by 55% for those receiving 8 through 16 milligrams and by 64% for those receiving greater than 16 milligrams. The authors conclude that higher first 30-day buprenorphine doses were associated with reduced mortality. A new study in drug and alcohol dependence is titled Bystander Application of a Novel Nasal Swab Optimized for Drug Delivery is Safe and Non-Traumatic for the General Population. Previous studies have shown that naloxone delivered by nasal swab resulted in more rapid absorption and higher blood concentrations at 2.5 minutes than naloxone nasal spray. This study confirmed that non-medically trained personnel could use the swab in patients with abnormal nasal anatomy. Next is a new article in the American Journal of Preventive Medicine titled Relationships of State Alcohol Policy Environments with Homicides and Suicides. Each year from 2002 to 2018 was rated on the Alcohol Policy Scale, or APS. The APS is associated in prior studies with binge drinking, drinking and driving, and cirrhosis mortality. An increase in the APS of 1 standard deviation was associated with a 6% decline in homicides overall. The authors estimate that a nationwide increase in alcohol restrictions could result in 1,200 fewer homicide deaths annually. No association was found between changes in APS and deaths by suicide. A new article in Psychiatry Research is titled Efficacy and Safety of Psychedelics for the Treatment of Mental Disorders. In this systematic review, the authors examine clinical trials from 1960 onward that evaluate various psychedelics as monotherapy or adjunct therapy for mood disorders and other mental disorders. The review found an overall improvement in negative mood, with psilocybin showing the strongest effect. The authors also found that LSD was associated with improvement when treating alcohol use disorder, while MDMA-assisted psychotherapy was associated with reduced PTSD symptoms. Next is a study in Substance Use and Addiction Journal titled Stepped Care for Patients to Optimize Whole Recovery. Chronic pain is more common among persons with opioid use disorder and can have a negative impact among patients receiving medications for the disorder. The authors found some evidence that cognitive behavioral therapy may help these patients with improved outcomes and decreased pain. Our final article in the American Journal of Psychiatry is titled, What Risks Do Offspring of Parents with Alcohol Use Disorder Face? This study examined parent and offspring data from a large Swedish population sample. The hazard ratio for offspring of a parent with AUD was highest for AUD, followed by drug use disorders and ADHD. The hazard ratios for sons and daughters were similar, but stronger if both parents were affected. The increased risk for drug use disorders was also elevated. ASAM is now accepting applications for the ASAM Clinical Algorithm Subcommittee. As part of ASAM's mission to define and promote evidence-based best practices in addiction prevention, treatment, remission, and recovery, the ASAM Clinical Algorithm Subcommittee will collaborate with ASAM staff in refining the fourth edition Clinical Algorithms for ASAM Criteria-Based Assessment Tools. For information on how to apply, see the email edition of this newsletter. This concludes today's episode of This Week in Addiction Medicine. Remember to subscribe to the ASAM Weekly for more exclusive content and our editor's commentary, delivered every Tuesday. Be sure to check us out on social media and ASAM.org. Thanks for listening. We'll be back next week.